You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fresh for your ears. Tell everybody. It's the new podcast from the producers of Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. Produced and hosted by Donnie Betts of No Credits Production, comes The Eclectic. Interviews with difference makers, artists, authors, bold thinkers, people we love who get stuff done. We are so honored to have as our guest, Ruta Harris. Ruta Harris, my goodness, what can we say about her? She was one of the original freedom singers that traveled the country to raise funds for the civil rights movement. Pete Seeger reached out to Cornell Regan when he heard about this group, and he felt that the power of the music would move people to relate to the movement even more so. We want to talk about all the things that you've done in your life, which is just, I don't know if we have enough time in this broadcast to do all that. So we're going to start the way my mentor, Dr. Vincent Harding, who I know you knew, yes, used to do his interviews. Now, tell us your full name, your mama's name, and your mama's mama's name, and where you spent your childhood.
My name is Ruta Mae Harris. My mother's name is Sally. My mother's name is Katie B. Harris, and my mother's name is Sally Douglas.
Beautiful. And where did you spend your childhood?
I spent my childhood here in Albany, Georgia. I was born in the house that I live in. I was born in number 27, 1940, at 623 Whitney Avenue, Albany, Georgia. I am still living in the house that I was born, and I am now 82 years old.
Wow, that's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Now, your father, let's talk a little bit about your father. Your father was a minister and also an activist himself. So let's talk about him a little bit, if you would.
Reverend Isaiah Andrew Harris is his name. And he was a pastor, carpenter, brick mason, a mason. He was just a man of all trades. He built the house that I live in. He built this house in 1932.
Hmm.
He was the pastor of, at one point before I was born, at Mount Zion Baptist Churches, where the old museum was housed. And that's where we have the Albany Civil Rights Museum Institute. And he was one who stood on his own laurels. He didn't let us, we really didn't know that we were segregated, because he kept us from all of the ills of segregation. Like, for instance, he said, I built this house, and in this house, there's a kitchen. And in this house, there's a bedroom. And in this house, there's a TV. So there's no need for you to go anywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he sheltered us from all of that. And he passed away in 1951. I was 10 years old when he passed away.
But he had laid the foundation for you, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was well respected by the whites in Albany, Georgia. He stood his ground. He didn't take anything.
Any gruff, as we used to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, then later in your life, not too long after that, after high school, you went off to college. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's a long, long story about my college career.
Yes.
I graduated from Monroe Comprehensive High School. Well, it was Monroe High School in 1958. And in 1958-59, I went to Dillard University. Well, my mom wanted me to be a nurse. I didn't want to be a nurse. During those times, you know, you had to do what your mama said.
Right.
So, okay, I went on out to Dillard. I spent a whole year down there at Dillard. And I didn't go to any classes pertaining to nursing. Because that's not what I wanted to do. So I spent a whole year out there. She lost a lot of money on me. So she had to pay me. So I stayed the whole year, and at the end of the year, she got a letter from Dillard saying, Demis Harris, I don't think Ruth is ready for college, so she needs to stay out a year. Okay, so in 1960, I enrolled at Florida A&M University in music, and I completed that year, 1960-61. That's my college career, but right now.
Right, right.
So, and then in 61 is when I became involved in the civil rights movement.
And that was your major part of your education there, was the movement.
Yeah. Now, where?
That's what I would describe it. Now, when you're getting your education, you were also educating others. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So for me, it seemed like you had a call. And let's talk more. A lot of people will talk about, and they know what happened during the Atlanta years and things like that, and Mobile and Memphis and so on and so forth. But let's talk about the Albany movement, which you were definitely deeply involved in.
Yes. During 1961, I came home for the summer from Florida A&M. And of course, I was walking down the street. The Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee was already here in Albany, Georgia. SNCC for short.
Right.
And of course, I was walking down the street one day, and I was approached by either Cordell or Charles Sherrod, asking me if I wanted to be free. I said, what do you mean if I want to be free? I am free. I told you about that. I thought I was free.
Yes.
So I started attending the mass meetings and working in voter registration. And of course, we had what we call a citizenship school. And there was this 90-year-old man who was in my class. And he had never written his name. And he never voted. So I taught him to write his name at 90 years old.
Wow.
And upon him learning how to write his name, I carried him down to register to vote. And that was my highlight of my participation in voter registration.
Wow. Wow, I guess so. That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, so during the mass meetings, we were singing. And of course, my voice was heard. And I was chosen as one of the original Freedom Singers. And that's how I became one of the original Freedom Singers. And this group traveled 50,000 plus miles in 9 months, telling the story of the civil rights movement through song, covering 46 states. And at that time, there were only 48 states. And the reason why we didn't get to those two states, which was Washington and Oregon, I became tired. And I told them that I had promised my mom that I would finish my college career. And I came back home, and that's what I did. I enrolled at Albany State, and I finished Albany State in 1970.
Now, the members of the group were yourself, Beatrice Johnson Reagan, Cordell Reagan, and Charles Niblett.
That's correct.
Yeah. And you said that's a lot of miles to be traveling.
50,000 plus.
Wow. Tell me again. During
the interim, we were out in California and we got the call to come to the March on Washington to sing.
Yeah. 22 years old in the March?
At that 63, I was 23.
Yeah, 23 years old. And there you mm-hmm. are on that stage with probably a quarter million people, 250,000 people looking at you and looking at the group. Were you nervous at all? It's August of 1963.
You know, I've never been nervous. Even when I was a little girl, I sang solos. I did my first solo at my dad's church, but I did my first solo in junior high school. And I even remember the song I did, I Love Life and I Want to Live.
Mm.
Yeah. I've been singing since I was 6 years old.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
I've never been nervous.
This
is my gift that the Lord gave me, so I guess that's why. I just never been nervous.
What else do you remember about that? About that time, about that day, in August
1963.
Yes, the March on Washington.
It was so many people there, and how we got to the March on Washington, Harry Belafonte, we chartered a plane, and we were members of that plane, and we had our own space, and we practiced what we were going to do when we got to the March on Washington.
Hmm.
But it was movie stars and just all on the plane. So we were surrounded by celebrities. So we get to the March on Washington, and we're dropped off, and we go up the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and go wherever our space was. And in the back was when that was Peter, Paul, and Mary. And we knew them because we had done some sets with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking, and Mary was saying, I don't think we're going to get a chance to sing. I said, weren't you invited? She said, yeah. I said, well, if you were invited, you're going to get to sing. She was crying. I said, why are you crying? That's why I went to her and asked her why she was crying, because she thought they weren't going to get a chance to sing.
Hmm.
But anyway, and then she passed away, and I was given a call to come and sing at her memorial. Mary Travis.
After the March on Washington, you had said too that you retired, but you also said if it wasn't for the music, you don't think the
my personal belief is without the music, that wouldn't have been a movement.
Mm.
Because the music kept us from being afraid. And you know if you're going to get hit or something. And the policeman has these billy clubs and fire holes and dogs. When you start singing a song, I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
Mm.
And sometimes there are some policemen who have a heart. And we saw quite a few of them that dropped the billy clubs. I've never been hit or beaten, but I've been dragged up the steps of the courthouse here in Albany, Georgia.
Mm.
Yeah, I was arrested 3 times, and I spent a total of 14 days in jail. Never wanted to come out, but my mom said, you should come.
I got it. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, one of the songs you guys are very famous for was, what I'm going to play for just a second, is Woke Up This Morning. Let's take a listen to that.
Up this morning. Stand on freedom. Well, what can you talk in with my man, Lord? Stand on freedom. What can you talk in with my man?
So the group was famous for changing the lyrics to song. Woke up this morning, my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning, yeah. My mind stayed on freedom.
Right. That's how the freedom songs were made, you know. You just changed the lyrics.
I love
and
it.
And some songs you didn't have to change the lyrics, like This Is the Light of Mine. You didn't have to change the lyrics, you just add lyrics.
Right. Okay.
And we did songs, rhythm and blues, all genre music.
Mm-hmm. Reaching the soul.
Change the lyrics.
And you work with people like I said, Sidney Poitier, Harry Belafonte, Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
You march with Dr. King.
Yes.
And let's talk about also after, was this during the time that you were part of the Freedom Singers, that you and were part of also Sweet Honey and the Rock? Was that... Did that cross over or
that's
did it separate?
True. I've never been a part of Sweet Honey and the Rock.
Okay.
Most people thought I was because of Bernice.
Right.
Sweet Honey and the Rock. But everybody thought that I sang with them. But I was not a member of Sweet Honey and the Rock.
Okay.
I sang when they came to Albany, Georgia to do a show. And I was asked to come up and sing. And I did Amazing Grace.
Hmm.
And then... the mics went out.
What?
So that engineer said, that's not a voice. That's a force of nature.
That's right. I was going to say, I don't remember you ever needing the mic. So,
in a large space, I need a mic. But, you know, I didn't need one that day where they had them.
Beautiful. Yeah, force of nature. I like that.
And every time they saw me, he would say, hey, force of nature.
I love it. So you're still very active today in the movement. Tell me, what do you see, the changes you've seen, positive and or negative, since those days, say, from 1963 on?
Well, changes started when Donald Trump became president. When he became president, everything started going downhill.
Mm.
And we are a little stuck right now. So.
Backwards, not forward.
It wasn't forward. Mm. And we're still stuck. And people are saying that Joe Biden is too old. But he needs to be given another chance so that he can complete what he started.
Right.
And people just got to get out and vote this time again. And vote for him. If they don't vote for him, Trump will come back up in there, even with all the charges that he has against him. That man shouldn't even be walking free.
It seemed like, nothing sticks.
He should be under the prison.
Yeah, you spend more time in jail than he ever has.
Ooh, and all the people with him have been in jail.
Hmm. Interesting, huh?
And he doesn't care about anybody but himself.
There you go.
He doesn't even care about anybody.
Now let's talk a little bit. Yeah. That could be a subject for another time. So, yes, he's made it truly painful for people living in America with the division that has happened, you know?
Yeah.
So,
it's so sad. But this too shall pass.
That's right. Now,
but it's left up to us to make it pass.
What do you think that also the movement today needs? I know. The force of nature that you were and the music brought everybody together in those days. Is that what's missing today? You think music?
That's what's missing. You remember the Black Lives Matter movement?
Yes. still
happening. Did you hear any songs?
You know what? You're absolutely right. You know, just the chanting that was done in the streets, but not real songs like you guys were performing.
You've got to have music. Mm. Music is very important. I keep telling people, gotta have songs, gotta have them freedom songs, and they don't get too old.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's why I still sing them today. And I've organized a group of young people from the age 7 to high school.
Beautiful. That was going to be my question. Are you working with young people to have them move the music forward?
Yeah, but I haven't worked with them since the COVID.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm going to get it back started. But they keep asking me, so I'm trying to wait till the museum gets a little more stable.
Yes.
Right now it's unstable, but I'm going to bring them back.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait. That was a statement I think you made and others have made too. Like, tell me about this statement. They can't arrest us all.
They can't arrest us all. Because there's too many of us. They can put us somewhere in jail. We still got people coming.
And it was young people who led the movement too.
Yes, it was young people who. And, you know, those are the unsung heroes that never get noticed. Because Martin Luther King didn't do it by himself.
Right, right.
But it took all of us.
That's right.
And he learned everything he needed to know right here in Albany, Georgia, for the other movements.
Explain that to me.
This was where his learning took place here in Albany, Georgia.
Yeah, explain that to the audience.
How to strategize for the upcoming movements. Because some people said the Albany movement was a failure, but that's not what he said. He said he failed in Albany, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because it's a different kind of animal there, but they say you learn how to strategize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So who were the other people there besides the group Freedom Singers that were involved in the Albany movement?
Oh, it was Smith, SCLC, CORE, Jewish, everybody.
Hmm.
Everybody came to Albany, Georgia during that time.
So, yeah, you had a lot of people in the Freedom, and you also took part in Freedom Summer, is that correct or no?
Freedom Summer was in Mississippi, but right. I wasn't a part of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What do you want people to know right now? What do you want them to, I know you said for them to get out and vote and make sure their voices are heard.
That's the most important thing that we need right now.
Okay.
Is to get out the vote. Get out the vote. That's what we need right now, most of all, so that we can go back, so that we can go back to where we were before Donald Trump.
So I'm throw out some names to you.
Okay.
What about Charles Jones?
Charles Jones, yes.
Okay. Doris Lattner?
Doris Lattner.
Okay. Bernard Lafayette?
Yes.
Okay. Was James Lawson involved?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about those individuals. Chuck Perdue. I'm not sure if Bob Moses was. But I know.
Bob Moses was the mathematician.
Oh, yes.
Of Mississippi.
Genius. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Algebra Project. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's who Bob Moses was.
Okay.
He was such an humble person. Soft spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful individuals. Ruby Sales?
Ruby Sales, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I just want to throw some names out there, and you know, if you want to comment about each one of them and how they were involved with the Albany movement, and
Those names. I'm trying to remember. I know that.
Connie Curry.
Connie Curry. Yes, she did. I think she came to Albany.
Okay. All right. And John was involved, right? John Perdue?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
John Perdue was arrested in jail.
Yeah. In America, most of his stuff was done in America.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. How did you get involved with that play about him?
Well, a playwright named Curtis Williams wrote the play. And he asked me to sing the Freedom Sons in the play. That's how I was involved with that.
Okay, beautiful. I'm glad you were.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way we got a chance to meet.
Yeah.
As I produced a play here in Colorado.
Right.
Beautiful. So everything happens for a reason.
Yes, everything happens for a reason.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah, I had the privilege of singing at Ketanji Brown Jackson's investiture, along with Patrick London Ministries.
Hmm.
So at her investiture.
Wow!
I had the privilege of doing that, and my name is on two buildings here in Albany, Georgia. One is at the Job Corps Center on the women's dorm, and at my high school, it's named Ruther May Harris Performing Arts Theater.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to send you those pictures so you can see them.
Please do. And I'm so glad you're getting your flowers down.
Why, I can smell them.
So
and
true.
Every time somebody has something at the school, they think that I'm a part of it.
Because
It says Ruther May Harris Performing Arts Theater,
not Ruther May Harris. Right.
I try to tell them, but they think, are you performing? No.
Well, they'll still get people in the door, though. For the young people who are doing their thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an absolute joy. Thank you so much for giving me a few minutes of your time. And we'll keep you.
Oh, now you know I wouldn't have turned you down.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm so glad to hear from you.
Yeah, it was so good to hear. Yeah, it's been way too long.
Okay, dear.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, take good care.
You too. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
I'm Donnie Betts, and this is The Eclectic. It's produced by Donnie L. Betts and No Credits Production LLC. You're listening to The Eclectic. The series is mixed by Maurice Smith, a.k.a. Reese. Please subscribe to our podcast at Spotify, Radio Public, iTunes, Stitchers, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Facebook at No Credits Production LLC.com, Instagram, on Twitter at Donnie Betts, or at The Eclectic, the podcast. I'm Donnie Betts. Talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.